get 110 in the fourth quarter now, 141. The blood kind of got flowing. How much of that can you carry over into this week and into Cincinnati?
Well, I think the more important thing is getting off to a faster start. Not even just personally, but, you know, just as a team together in our offense, you know, we just got to, you know, we can't have negative plays. You can't spot good football teams' points. You're not going to win in this league when you do that. So I think more importantly, we just got to get off to a faster start.
What you guys were able to do offensively in the second half, were there adjustments that you guys made, or is it simply just you guys going out there and executing the way?
You know, a little bit, but I think we just executed. You know, this has nothing to do with the coaches. I think this is all on the players. First half, too many missed assignments. You know, even on to the second half, when games are going like that, you need somebody to step up and stop the bleeding. I feel like I had a chance there in the third quarter to kind of do so, end up dropping the ball. So you just can't have those type of things, man. So, we just got to get better.
Like the 61-yarder, though, J-Mac. Got to ask you, though, the third down numbers are still pretty wicked after three games. To get improved there, to go to Cincinnati and get that number up, what has to happen?
I think for starters, you got to stop getting the third and long. I think that's for starters. Like I said, we got to be better on first and second down, whether we're passing the ball or running the ball. But we got a good football team, man. We honestly got a good football team. You know, I've been on some bad football teams. So I know the difference in the locker room. I know the difference in the guys that we have. So we just got to get it right.
On a short week, you guys are preparing for Cincinnati. What have you learned about these guys since you've been with them through OTAs that makes you feel confident and that you guys will be able to bounce back and you're going to have a good week of preparation going into that game?
I just think we got a lot of mature guys, a lot of guys who understand what it takes to win in this league. We all know that what we did tonight is not acceptable. So we'll get better. We'll go back to the film room, go back to the practice field. Attention to details. Like I said, it is a short week. Take care of your bodies. Do what everything that pro is supposed to do to get themselves ready for the next game.